You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
Welcome back. I'm Harold Mester. We have a full studio for this segment tonight, beginning with County Supervisor Willie Johnson Jr., who is chairman of the County Board's Judiciary, Safety, and General Services Committee. Also joined by Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Joe Donald, Milwaukee County Clerk of Circuit Court John Barrett, and Mr. Charles Lawler, who is a resident of Milwaukee County. All right, we're going to explain why all these folks are here. September is Juror Appreciation Month, and all of these folks are here tonight to honor those who serve on juries in Milwaukee County. Every year, about 20,000 people report for service, and we appreciate their participation in this important civic duty. And we wanted to start with Supervisor Johnson. You're here representing the county board, where you and Board Chairman Lee Holloway sponsored a resolution back in 2007, and you established Juror Appreciation Month in Milwaukee County. Just tell us why that was important.
Harold, the essence of the resolution was to establish Juror Appreciation Month to honor citizens who serve as jurors in Milwaukee County, thank all employees who support the jury system by paying their employees for jury service, reinforce public confidence in the justice system, and promote an important and positive message about jury service. I think another impetus was that there weren't a lot of African Americans who weren't on juries, on juries, I should say. And in order to cajole, to convince, to try to get people through the door once they were called, to at least establish the Juror Appreciation Month to show that it's not terrible for you to actually perform a civic duty. Go to the courthouse to make yourself available to serve on the jury. I've done it once or twice, even as a county supervisor. Also, as a county supervisor, I've been rejected by during the jury selection process, but nevertheless, I made myself available. And the idea for Juror Appreciation Month was try to let people know that it's important to serve. It's performing a civic duty. They're citizens, and they're welcome within to the courthouse to perform as jurors.
Yeah, and you know, you want to encourage people to serve, and I can understand why people might be a little intimidated by it, but it really is a painless process. And you know, while you might have to wait a little bit for judges to call you into various cases, it is a pleasant experience. I went through it last year, didn't end up on a jury, but I know that the clerk of court, John Barrett, is here, and I was impressed with his staff and the jury management staff through this. So, Clerk Barrett, if you want to tell us, this is our fifth Juror Appreciation Month. What do you do during the month of September to honor jurors?
Well, generally, we've in the past have had ceremonies where we bring various officials in, from the Chief Justice, Justice Shirley Abramson, as well as our Chief Judge, Judge Jeffrey Kremers, and various other officials, including supervisors and other judges, to come and honor the jurors for their service. We pick a few jurors, like Charles here, that come down, and we recognize them. We also have, during Jury Appreciation Month, we have little things that come from the county. Sometimes we've had swimming passes in the past. We have little the bags that we offer them for coming in, that it's like a shopping bag, a cloth shopping bag that says that it was fair I was there. And it's just the theme that we've had throughout the years that we really do appreciate the jurors being there and are grateful that they take the time out of their busy lives to come and assist us, because it's a very important job. And we want to encourage, as Supervisor Johnson said, encourage participation by all the citizens of Milwaukee County, because it is a very important duty, and it is something that we are very grateful to those who participate, and it is an important function.
And that slogan, "It was fair, I was there," I mean, that says it best right there. You know, there are some people who may have some skepticism, and they may say, well, that, you know, the jury doesn't know what they're doing, or they're not being fair. Well, this is your opportunity to play a role, an active role in that process. And, you know, you're helping to determine the outcome affecting your peers. So it is an interesting process. And Judge Donald, you're one of our circuit court judges in Milwaukee County, and we thank you for stopping by while you're on vacation. Talk about dedication here, huh?
Well, Harold, I'm real excited to be here. I didn't want to miss this opportunity to at least also give my appreciation as a circuit court judge, but also as a representative of the judiciary, that the judges really do appreciate jurors, and I want to ensure that that thank you gets out there to the jurors. Supervisor Johnson, in terms of being on a panel and not selected, don't feel bad. When I was summoned and sent up to a courtroom, I was not selected as well. So
I also was not selected.
You'd think a judge would be a great person to have on a jury.
Well, you know? It's not that I couldn't be fair. It's just that, I just didn't seem to fit the criteria that the lawyers and the court was looking for in terms of that particular case. But there's nothing personal about it. But I will say this, that it's until you go through the process, you only see just a small portion of it. And I'm glad that we have a juror here who could speak to the process itself. But the court really does try to make sure that we move things along, make sure that things are completed in an expedited fashion, because we recognize and realize the hardship that it does place on individuals. But as I've told many panels before, in my opinion, it's one of the greatest forms of community service that you could provide the community, and it is one of the cornerstones of our democracy, trial by jury.
And, so you're presiding in the courtroom, and you have to show you have to show respect for the jurors, and you have to be sensitive to what the jury hears, what the jury should not be hearing, and because you're trying to make it as fair as possible. And that's got to be a difficult balancing act as a judge, I would think.
It is. And then one of the things that I've realized in terms of talking with the jurors, that they all have this question about, well, what was said in chambers or what was said at sidebar and things of that nature. And the court is there to kind of rule on the legal issues. The jury is there to hear and decide the facts. And that there are some legal issues that could impact or affect their ability to remain impartial. So those are the things that we kind of do at sidebar, the little whispering that the jurors want to know if I could only find out what was being said. But it's also to kind of help the process move along more efficiently and effectively.
Have you seen in your courtroom an increase in participation among people from all segments of our community? I know with the resolution that the supervisor had mentioned, what have you seen as far as the makeup of your juries?
Well, I would say that there has been an increase in diversity of the entire pool, and therefore it does create a panel that looks more like Milwaukee County. And as a result of an increased participation by an underrepresented group, it doesn't necessarily change the outcome of the case, but it does sort of reinforce, or at least an understanding and belief and support in the process and the system.
And I introduced earlier Mr. Charles Lawler, who is a Milwaukee County resident and served on a jury earlier this year. And Charles, we're interested to hear about your experience and what you might tell people who are a little apprehensive whenever they get that summons to serve and report for jury service.
Well, it was a fascinating experience, and I felt that we were treated very nicely by the people working in the courthouse. The judge was almost deferential to us, really referred to us and deferred to us in making any decisions. He was definitely this neutral person who guided the process along. Worked very well with us, as the staff. The courthouse was run efficiently. You sit a little while there waiting to be selected or not selected. But once that case, gets started, they run it through in a way that's efficient, yet, they're precise about what we hear and what we don't hear. It just felt to me that it was a great experience in the end. It was a two-week trial, and we heard everything we needed to hear, and we were able to make our decision as to what the verdict would be.
2 weeks is pretty long for a trial in Milwaukee County Court. Was it difficult to remember from what happened on the first day of the trial, and you have to keep all that in your head as you're moving forward?
Well, we were all very serious about the task we were given, and we were supplied with notebooks. Many of us filled several notebooks in the time of that. I did probably 120 pages of notes. So we were focused on listening to that judge and to the lawyers and taking that information and processing it. I think we couldn't talk to anyone else about the case when we went home at night, but we were certainly thinking about what was going on. And so we were very well informed. We took the job seriously, and we really took that to task and, you know, kept records, and we were very thoughtful about our decision as well.
Well, we can open it up, you know, hearing Mr. Lawler's comments and what the judge had to say and the supervisor and the clerk. As we look at our Jury Appreciation Month festivities for this month, are there any other things that we can be doing to help get the word out that people need to respond to their summons when they receive them?
One of the things that we've done is a follow-up to many of the initial summons, because frequently people might move or we have different. So we're doing a much better job of following up on those summons than we had in the past to try and make sure people are aware that this is their opportunity. I know we were speaking earlier off the air about the participation. The prospective juror list has a breakdown by racial category.
I'm just going to stop you right there because you get that list from the Department of Transportation. So for anyone who may not be aware, it's based on driver's license and state-issued voter ID records, correct?
State-issued ID, which could be voter or non-voter.
State-issued IDs.
Yes, exactly. And that from that list, the prospective juror list has around 21% African American, about a half a percent of American Indian or Alaskan natives, Asian Pacific Islanders are 3.61%, Caucasians are 64%. And Hispanics are about 9.7%, and the census for Milwaukee, according to the director of state court system, was African Americans were about 22% of the population. So the list is about 21%, and we're just about there. Alaska Native American Indians were about a little more than a half percent. The Asian Pacific Islanders were 2.89%, Caucasians were 64%, and Hispanics were 9.7%. So as far as hitting those numbers, we're pretty close as far as on the list as matching what the census says our population is. And the numbers that we get in are about the same. So we're pretty close. We're getting closer. We're not perfect, but we're getting better. And as I was speaking to Lori earlier, she said in the past, we had some participation levels of around 8 to 12%. And so to get it back up to this is 21 to 26%, that's a much better participation rate. And so I think it's very important that everybody participate and that it's something that I think most people find fascinating, like Charles, that if they come down and do it, it's really interesting. And as I said, you may find the love of your life while on jury duty.
That's
as well.
Right. There were two jurors from Judge Kahn's courtroom who met during their jury service and ended up getting married earlier this year. So that's a fascinating story. You know, you never know who you're going to meet whenever you're participating on these. But the whole point is to respond whenever you get the call to serve. And there could be some people out there that say, well, it's too much of a pain to get down to the courthouse or parking or, I'm worried because there could be a warrant out for my arrest. Or there's so many different reasons that people may not want to come to the courthouse. And Judge, I think you may want to weigh in on this one.
Well,
how can you alleviate some of those concerns?
Well, the main issue is to ensure that the people respond to their summons, because typically it's been my experience based on friends, relatives, and neighbors that as soon as they get a jury summons, the first thing they say is, how do I get out of this? And so I try and explain to them that, wait a minute, it isn't about trying to get out of it. It's a very rewarding process. You may learn a lot about whatever the issues are in that particular case. And when I also take into account the slogan, it was fair because I was there, in essence, in terms of the jury or a criminal case, that those verdicts have to be unanimous. So if your voice is not there in that jury room during deliberations, you're not being heard. And so that ensures that, from my perspective, it ensures that there's a support and an appreciation in the process and that believing that it does work.
if there is, you know, some people will say, well, I can't get off of work or whatever. And you do have some options if you can't serve on those exact days that are in your notice. You can
postpone. You can call the clerk of court's office and ask for a postponement.
And even on the summons itself, there's a line that allows for postponement of up to 6 months. So an individual who receives the summons, if they have a vacation scheduled or if they have doctor's appointments or what have you, they can pick a time where they don't have those things, and they can arrange to a date in the future that matches with their schedule better. We understand that people have lives outside of the courthouse, and that it's important that they be able to do it kind of on their terms. And so we're trying to make sure that it's convenient for people, but we do in fact need them there. And so most people just pick the day that the summons comes, but there are those times where individuals do have other things scheduled and they need that postponed. So.
Well, it's important to get the message out that, you know, to not ignore these and to try to help your fellow men and women in this county who may need your help on a jury, and they want to make sure that the jury is fair. And Supervisor, you know, hearing some of the things we've heard, from the judge and the clerk, you know, it does look like we are making some progress, and it's in the spirit of the resolution that you and the chairman had authored several years ago. Yeah. Are you pleased with what you're seeing so far?
Harold, I'm pleased with what I'm seeing. I mean, there are many perspectives with respect to how jury duty can be approached. I've been a Boy Scout leader since 1986. I know that there are Boy Scout leaders, Girl Scout leaders, even those who are teachers in school, who have taught civics classes, citizenship-oriented types of classes. So they've given their students an opportunity to learn how this system works, how the criminal justice system works. So if citizens remember from that particular perspective, whether they were working on merit badges or whether they were trying to become Eagle Scouts, or earned the Gold Award from the Girl Scout perspective, then that helps to get people in the door to help them appreciate what jury duty is all about. And I'm speaking from an adult who happens to be a scout leader as a county supervisor and as the chair of the Judiciary Committee. I know all this is important as it relates to any of us fulfilling a civic duty. So again, we welcome you to come to the courthouse once you get that summons. If you need to call somebody, call our office, call Lori and her staff would probably be amenable to answering your questions. If you have questions as it relates to what this is all about. And again, we welcome you to the courthouse and hope that you make yourselves available to serve on juries.
Gentlemen, just a couple minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about jury service before we wrap up? Mr. Lawler, thank you for your service.
I have to say that I had an amazing time on that jury, and that when it was time to deliberate, there were a couple of extras in that jury room who had to be excused because it was time to make the decision. And I'll never forget the feeling they expressed when they had to leave. They'd been in that trial for 2 weeks, and they were beside themselves because they couldn't be part of that process. So, you know, they really became part of that, and they really wanted to own that decision. And so it was really important for them, and we actually met with them afterwards to kind of talk about things. But for me, you know, these are tough times we live in, and I'm thinking if you don't vote or you don't serve on your jury, you can't complain. So you have to take some kind of action, and it's such an easy way to take action. It doesn't take a lifetime. It takes an hour, you know, to stand in line at a polling place, and it takes a week or two maybe to serve on the jury duty, but it's such a great way to do your civic duty, and it's so important when things are the way they are right now.
Well, what would you tell people who are skeptical or don't want to go through what they see as you know, the big pain of going down to the courthouse for this?
And say you have to come down and try it. You have to be part of that. You have to make your voice heard, and it's the fairest process I've ever seen. I was so amazed that it's nothing like anything you've ever seen on TV. It's real, and it's there, and it's the truth, and it works.
That's usually what the judges say at the beginning, right? Don't you say this isn't law and order, or, you know, whatever it is?
Yes, we have to dissuade people that, this isn't what they would expect or see on television. But it is still a rewarding and enjoyable process and experience. And I think it's an experience where people can actually learn a lot about their neighbors and about the community.
Clerk, you get the final word.
Okay. The one thing that I would like to acknowledge is that over the years, we have, about 5 years ago, someone asked if jurors would be willing to participate in blood drives while we're here, while they're there, just on a voluntary basis. And the participation of jurors in these blood drives has been remarkable. They've donated over 6,000 pints of blood, and that's another way they help the community. And the jurors should be recognized for that. They've just been fabulous in what they've done. And I also should acknowledge Lori Watson, who's here, and she is our jury manager, and she makes sure that people get through and have a pleasant experience. And we are very grateful to have Lori do her job. Most people, I think, find that the experience on jury duty is really a great one, like Charles has said, and it is it sometimes can profoundly change them. But most of the time, the other thing that I wanted to clarify was that he said he was on for a week or two. Most jury service is really only a couple days, maybe 1 or 2 days. And I just wanted to make sure people know that, because if they hear a week or two, they get nervous. But it really is about a day or two jury service. We have either a 2 day or length of trial jury service. And we do encourage people to come down experience it, because it really is something that is not only important for our community, but it's an interesting process.
Well, and those are all good points. And Lori and her staff do a great job, especially because you sometimes can never tell when and where you're going to need groups of potential jurors to head in the courthouse. And it's very difficult, but they do a great job there. Well, thanks to all of you for being on the show. Supervisor Johnson, Judge Donald, Mr. Lawler, Clerk Barrett, we appreciate you being on tonight and trying to get this message out.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for having us.
When we return, Supervisor Broderick and others join us as we talk about the latest happenings at the Charles Allison Villa Terrace Art Museums. Inside the County Board, we'll be right back on News Talk 1130 WISN.